This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, CITUSAB calls for immediate action to improve conditions for protective services and nurses. Meanwhile, the NUPW calls ancillary government workers to a general meeting to address matters, including the truth verification testing. The Friends of Democracy is condemning violence against women. A government report reveals that Tropical Storm Beryl caused $193 million in damage, and a top UN court says countries can sue each other over climate change. Good morning. I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. The Congress of Trade Unions and Staff Associations of Barbados, CITUSAB, is urging government to move swiftly to improve the working conditions and overall well-being of the island's protective services personnel and nurses. Speaking during a news conference, CITUSAB President Ryan Phillips stressed that these essential workers are often exposed to dangerous and high-stress environments, yet they are not receiving the support, benefits, or respect they deserve.
They continue to face significant challenges and inequities that compromise lives and their ability to serve effectively. CITUSAB is therefore demanding that the following critical issues are addressed without any delay. Comprehensive medical health insurance. We believe that the protective services, they face daily exposure to heightened physical danger and health risks. CITUSAB calls for the establishment and implementation of allowances that reflect their varied and often perilous duties performed. The physically demanding nature of these roles requires a realistic approach to retirement. CITUSAB insists on a comprehensive review of the retirement age.
Mr. Phillips added that the difficulties confronting these essential workers are real and urgent.
CITUSAB emphasizes that the challenges faced by these workers are not abstract. Chronic understaffing, burnout, outdated equipment, and the lack of support have tangible consequences for the safety and the well-being of the Barbadian public. Improving the conditions of service for the protective services personnel and nurses is not only a moral imperative, but also an economic and social necessity. Enhanced conditions of work improve morale, increase retention of skilled personnel, reduce absenteeism due to illness or injury, and ultimately strengthens the quality and reliability of critical services that Barbadians depend on a daily basis.
CITUSAB President Ryan Phillips. Meanwhile, the National Union of Public Workers, NUPW, is calling all government-employed ancillary, maintenance, and support service workers to a critical meeting this afternoon. Acting General Secretary Wayne Waldron says the meeting seeks to address a range of concerns, including the controversial truth verification testing, also known as lie detector tests. He's urging members of the Ancillary Maintenance and Operations Services Department to attend the annual general meeting at 2:30 p.m. today at the NUPW headquarters.
Matters to be discussed include the job evaluation exercise, the true verification test, elections of a new committee of management, and any other business. Categories of workers invited to attend the meeting include bi-monthly paid workers, driver messengers, operators, technical workers, supervisors, support and maintenance workers, general workers, maids, janitors, cleaners, artisans, market keepers, laundry workers, housekeeping workers, home health staff, and child care workers. All are invited to attend this very important meeting.
Acting General Secretary of the NUPW, Wayne Waldron. A recently published government report reveals that Tropical Storm Beryl, which impacted Barbados last year, caused an estimated $193 million Barbados dollars in overall damage. That's according to Dr. Omar Berdu, an economist of the United Nations Economic Commission for Latin America and the Caribbean, or ECLAC, as he presented an overview of the damage and loss assessment conducted by the agency post-Beryl at a workshop on supporting climate resilience in the blue economy. The report was approved by Cabinet on June 6th and published this week.
As I mentioned before, Hurricane Beryl is a disaster that did not cause a humanitarian crisis. This is very important. Hurricane Beryl had moderate effects. The estimated overall effect at that time was around $193 million of Barbadian dollars. The private sector accounted 52% of the total effects of the disaster. This represents 56% of the damage, 50% of the losses, and 29% of the additional costs.
He highlighted that the productive sector bore the brunt of the storm's wrath.
When we look at this in terms of the social sector, productive sector, and the infrastructure sector and environment, basically the results show us that 60% of the total effect of the disaster was on the productive sector and 24% was in the environment. I would like to mention here that this was basically a coastal disaster, okay? The environment, the beaches, suffer, and also the fishery sector.
Economist at ECLAC, Dr. Omar Berdou. The Friends of Democracy is calling for societal vigilance and intervention as they raise strong objection to violence against women. President Karina Goodridge, in condemning the recent attack of proprietor Onika Paul Ford, highlighted the party's zero tolerance policy to violence of any kind.
The Friends of Democracy has seen the disturbing video circulating of a man assaulting a woman in Barbados. We find it necessary to take a stance and state that we do not tolerate or encourage violence against women in any form. We are glad that the individual responsible has since been dealt with, and we commend the swift action taken in response to this unacceptable act.
That's President of the Friends of Democracy, Karina Goodridge. And there's been an increase in the number of vendor interest amid growing safety concerns as the Crop Over Festival's last lap draws near. Roving Communications Officer for the Barbados Association of Retailers, Vendors and Entrepreneurs, Barvin, Robert Maloney, has noted that there's a growing number of vendors as Grand Cadoument approaches. Speaking with Starcom Network News, Mr. Maloney highlighted that vendors are hoping for a heightened police presence to ensure safety at the events.
The Crop Over event is one of those main events that attract many visitors to our island, and it is one of the main events where persons look to capitalize. So we have been seeing an increase in the vendors that comes out and play their trade during the Crop Over season. Well, the most concerns on the vendors' mind this season is security and the safety. We know that there have been a recent increase in violent crimes and criminal activity, but we have been assured by NCF as well as the government of Barbados that there would be an increase in the Barbados Police Service along with the Defense Force this Crop Over season. So once that is followed up on, the vending community would feel a lot safer.
Well, this just in, there is a strike brewing at the Sanitation Service Authority. Joining me now is Manager of News, Barry Wilkinson, with details. Good morning, Barry.
Good morning to you, Carol. Good morning to all of your listeners. There is indeed a strike at the Sanitation Service Authority. This follows a meeting since yesterday that was held with workers and members of the NUPW who are indeed representing them. And this morning, an early morning meeting was held, and it was then determined that the SSA workers would go on strike. They're striking because they're unhappy with the performance incentive bonus that would have been promised to them. They have not apparently seen the performance incentive bonus being paid. And that's why, at the moment, there is an ongoing strike. Since yesterday evening, the meeting with the SSA and the union, it was agreed that all workers would still turn up to work this morning, which they did. Those, of course, who were scheduled to be on staff for the early morning shift. And a meeting that lasted just over 90 minutes has ended with the staff and the workers deciding to have strike action. Of course, we'll keep you up to date as to what is happening, but the Sanitation Service Authority workers on strike expect delays this morning with garbage pickups around Barbados. We'll keep you in tune right here on Starcom Network. Barry Wilkinson in the newsroom.
Thank you, Barry. Recapping the headlines. C2SAB calls for immediate action to improve conditions for protective services and nurses. Meanwhile, the NUPW calls ancillary government workers to a general meeting to address matters, including the truth verification testing. Friends of Democracy condemning violence against women. A government report reveals that Tropical Storm Beryl caused $193 million Barbados dollars in damages, and we just heard, Sanitation Service Authority workers on strike. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.